Dvorak's most recent collection of poems is Pomegranate Eater, which you can find on the front there, just out from Poor Press. Dvorak teaches in the MFA in Creative Writing and Poetics and the School of Interdisciplinary Arts and Sciences at the University of Washington, Bothell. Please welcome Amber.
Try to share from a few different things tonight, so it'll be a multi-stage process. I wanted to start with a couple of poems from Pomegranate Eater that will segue into Abra. Quince and Era. Bless me, I am translated somewhere between Hebrew and French, Habouche, a little mouth. I'm styled for my delectable exhale. But call me Sidonian Rose, my family does. I come from a dwarfing stock, we keep things short. I'm the last of Aphrodite's dears, I'm wedding luck, I'm hearts, another bad domesticated fruit, a little tart packed in, preserved in capucine or copper yellow. Like coins, I wedge, like coins, I dazzle. Atalanta lost it. Yet, for all my bitters, I can cure with my astringent, seeded smack. Listen, I'm the lion vile that hath here deflowered, my dear. I'm evil livid, that lion vile, I meant to say, devout. The Nectarine's Second Sight. Given a chance with the nacre, I might try on lychee's toro's skin. I'm no tyro with my tawnier hide and tourniquet cleft. Look into my lone narine, a nocturne with a hollow tone, the windy orchard itch. It's the necro in me, thing I meant to overcome, my inner blue, it's why I blush. I'm better fresh, though just an altered peach. More freestone than peach blow, I lack the hue, but get the nectar. Ask me, how do I play? I cleave and cleave that alveolar stone, my pit, I'm a rebel. And this is the last poem I wanted to share. Pomegranate Eater, as the title implies, is a book that's obsessed with decadent devouring in the service of discovering oneself. So this is the first poem in the book, and it's called Self-Portrait as Radiant Host. Ravenous in pelts of prior selves, I step out of my vestments into ravishment. I lay table for my own commensal multitudes. Full length when most aware, armed in offering or pleasure, I could spiral at any moment, shift my fruited baldachin skirt. My guests as much my hostages, my home as much hospice as grove, this is my favorite role. I'll be their server. They come to be nearer the river. It's alliterative of languor. Call me brookweed, cripple, ghost. They approach to hear what's sibilant in my livened crops. By what prodigal pedigree was I rendered so adorned? It began with a rupture. Mistaken for a late descending testis, I turned color from citron to thistle, my skin regimental, never uniform. I brooded, forced to live under a bed, and there I billowed, never learned to contain my mutation. I grew hinge dark. New rapture is the taste of broken skin. Lean in, I'm not contagious, just hospitable. It's bright here, and everything grows. The feast of ingathering is laid. We're lit from within by systems of exchange. What we love is not the rose, but the smell of its decay. So I wanted to share that poem because themes of excessiveness, mutation, and decay are central to this book, Abra, which is a living text. It is a book of mutating poems that move around on the page like a flip book, growing as the reader progresses through the text and accompanied by visual art that also grows and mutates, mirroring some of the themes in the poems. This is a collaboration with the poet and performance artist Kate Durbin. And in addition to being a limited edition artist book, physical book, it's also an app, which I'll show on my iPad. Abra is a free app for your iPhone or iPad, in which the poems in the book begin to mutate on their own. Heaving tumor trellis up the flesh wall to evolve, implode, tide-rode bristle blossom, nipple necklace, ridden taste, transplant desire, after rupture, tar, stars, restart, power wrapped, throats rising. Sounding, heaving, ecstatic helix, voices shimmy to put tumor trellis up the luminous flesh wall soars. To in-evolve human opening, an abalone implode membrane shudder with want for sugar, tide-rode bristle blossom, tempted to a jar, to whisper audacious nipple encasements, necklace, to live, ridden taste, out the boudoir, to transplant desire, blow, to draw in after rupture, waning tar and stars, restart, whelking, tongues ripe, our wrapped throats rising, what candied kiss are we calling? Sounding ecstatic helix, luminous sores in human opening, an abalone membrane shudder with want for sugar, tempted to a jar, to whisper audacious encasements, to live out the boudoir, to blow, to draw in waning and whelking tongues ripe, what candied kiss are we calling? Tinkling accompanies restless incumbent. Steeple explodes, voices shimmy to put colossal luminous crystal source fount spout. Rococo in glow, human opening fruit and tiny light mist, spit shining in abalone ascendant, membrane shudder with want for sugar. Sparkler spasm, tempted to a jar, our mistress of lip crescendos turns to whisper audacious encasements, back to eat, to live, steamy pavilion out the boudoir, to hiss, to blow, to glisten, we grow in spite of waning, and distance whelking, into undazzled dark, tongues ripe, paradise teeming. What candied miss are we calling? To cuticle stars, oh dainties, e black mane twister, oh city sisters, go with go to whitewash buttress bouffant, go we sparkle, oh go sparkle, oh beneath stars, oh stars, see, go stars, oh go stars to ingrow crop, go apropos dropsy babies, villas failing turret, stars, oh damask, oh stars, ah to go. Weave, oh, stars, prince, oh, stars, go, pus, spud, span, pastern, pastry, strip, cadabra. Star, 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 cadabra. Hot pistol wheel, topper abra, cadabra. Radioactive danger, danger, pistol star, wheel, star, star, danger, danger, cross, danger. Black, masked whitewash, buttress bouffant, clear crown lines out, in, of, to tress lapses fur trim, to apropos over a blank, a velvet glory, to ribbon of, to spritz all on the thatch, and. And now for my third trick. To share between page and screen, some of you may have seen, but hopefully not all. Okay. So between page and screen, a book of poems that I created in collaboration with Brad Baus. The idea was to explore what it means to be a reader at this moment when we're really torn between our digital and our physical reading devices. So it's a book of poems that doesn't contain any text. It has these black and white shapes and the instructions to find the words visitbetweenpageandscreen.com. And when the reader does, they are confronted with their own image. So what you see up there is what I see on my webcam here.
Whoa.
Dear S, I fast, I fasten to become compact, but listen, that's only part your impact. I always wanted to fit a need. It's my character to pin, impinge, a twinge of jealousy, that fang tattoo. Last night on the patio, poco a poco and patois between us, unseemly and peasant. Pleasant. Let's spread out the pent-up moment, pentimento, memento, a patch, our story's spinto, no more Esperanto. Spin pin into spinto.
Wow.
Dear P, I take your point. I didn't mean to cut, but it's my stripe, my type. I'd rather cheer than share. I wear a scarf to hide my scars. My scabs have scabs. My heart's a shark. I am that scaramouche. I like a joust. My tattoo says keep out. I prefer eras to arias, you guessed. A bard of scabbards, a chorus of cuirass. Our nocturnal skirmish was a junto. Just that. S. So, the book consists of letters between P and S, trying to navigate the boundaries of their relationship. Between them are these concrete poem animations based on keywords from their letters, which are full of innuendo and wordplay on the etymologies of the words taken. I'm going to keep track of my time here. All right, I'll do one last and later in the book. So charcuterie comes from the same Indo-European word root as screen, because screen comes from a root that means to shine. And charcuterie, of course, is sliced cured meat, so you need something sharp and shining in order to make it. And this is a poem that's composed of anagrams of the word charcuterie. Circa the rue, a crew their creature, chi, each recruit, a heretic, cur, a chic uriner. Archer, cutie, acute, richer, curia, etcher. Airy, crutch, catcher, I rue, catch, I a rut, racier, shoot, a crew, her it, cacti, hue, air, ace, their cur. Thank you very much.
time today. All right, I'd like to thank Clayton, Sarah, Jeff, the Pocket Theater for letting us host this again. We look forward to do more. I'd like to thank Ilsa, Matilda, Greg, and Amaranth for coming out and sharing their work. There is some merch out front when you walk out the door to your left. Take a look at it if you'd like. If you have any questions, feel free to come up to me or Brian about future events. Again, thank you so much for coming. You have a great night.